Being a manager in today's world requires a new set of skills. The boss is expected to be a sophisticated team leader, someone who can motivate a diverse group of people in an atmosphere where there is little company loyalty. Baseball managers have that job. In part two of a Changing Face of America series on sports and society, NPR's Debbie Elliott has this profile of Jerry Manuel, manager of the Chicago White Sox.
Walking around the diamond at Tucson Electric Park, Jerry Manuel is sizing up his players before a spring training game. He's looking for signs of how they're doing.
Energy, intensity, nothing special. It's kind of a fun time for him, really.
Resting a baseball bat across his shoulders, the 47-year-old Manuel is quick with a smile. He jokes with his infielders as if he's just one of the guys.
Why, you tough? You tough?
He blends in so well at times, it's hard to tell Manuel, the manager, apart from the players. But by game time, it's clear who's in charge.
And now, here's the starting lineup for Jerry Manuel, Chicago White Sox!
Jerry Manuel may seem like a natural on the field, but he was a long shot to get the job. When the White Sox were shopping for a new manager at the end of the 1997 season, Manuel was the bench coach for the World Series champion Florida Marlins. He had no major league managing experience, but went into the interview prepared to show what he could bring to the club.
Before the interview, I fasted for 3 days, and I didn't fast for the job, but for clarity. I had a plan. I think you got to have a plan.
That plan paid off, well ahead of schedule. Last year, he led a young team to 95 wins and a division title and won the American League Manager of the Year award. In many ways, Manuel symbolizes a new type of Major League boss.
He's a part politician, part psychologist, part preacher.
Paul Sullivan covers the White Sox for the Chicago Tribune. He believes Manuel represents a departure from a harsher style of coaching.
The Mike Ditka, the Bobby Knight, it did work back then, but this is a new generation of athletes and you have to deal with them much differently than in the past, and I think in the future there's going to be a lot more Jerry Manuels than Mike Ditkas.
Sullivan says the abrasive, do what I tell you style of coaching just doesn't work as well with a new generation of athletes, many of whom earn millions more than their bosses and are locked into multi-year contracts. Managing a team in today's environment requires a contemporary approach. Ken Williams is the White Sox general manager.
What you do and what Jerry is very, very good at is treating the men as men and the individual as an individual.
Both Williams and Manuel are African American, something else you would not have seen in a major league clubhouse a generation ago. In fact, Manuel's father, a cook in the military, used to pitch against the Negro League teams that came through the South. In his office, Manuel keeps a photograph of the family's clapboard house in rural southern Georgia, a reminder of where he's from.
I think my roots are my strength when things get tough, and I reflect back on where I came from and where I was able to get, so it makes it a little less pressurized or whatever.
What also sets Manuel apart is his strong Christian faith. On his desk, instead of copies of Sports Illustrated or Baseball America, there are a number of inspirational books, titles like Jesus is My CEO.
Each day I start out with kind of like a daily devotion, and I try to make what I read applicable to my daily situation in baseball. That's kind of the foundation for me.
Players and coaches alike say he's careful not to push his religion on others. But Manuel does try to inspire his players by sharing the philosophies that guide his life.
I think Gandhi said that to have a passion, you have to know the suffering. So in order for us to get to the level of play that we want to do, we got to have a passion for it. But at the same time, we got to understand the struggles and the sufferings that we go through to get there. Five more. Let's go. Five good swings now.
Manuel puts his philosophy of suffering in action as he works one-on-one with a backup catcher trying to improve his hitting. A machine hurls pitch after pitch at the batter. Manuel encourages him to keep swinging no matter how much it hurts.
It's all right, Paulie, that's good. You want the hands strong. We want to get the hands strong.
Manuel's spiritual approach has earned him an interesting array of labels from sports writers, the Buddha of baseball and the New Age Casey Stengel. Hardly the rough and gruff image you were likely to see in the dugout years ago.
I think the day of the tobacco-chewing, swearing guy is gone because of how much money the players make.
Chicago White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf.
They've achieved a certain independence from the manager that I don't think he can browbeat them anymore. They know when they sign these guaranteed contracts that they're not about to be sent down to the minor leagues. So a manager has to really earn their respect rather than demand their respect.
It's his personal touch that makes Manuel an effective leader, according to outfielder Chris Singleton.
He's like a people person in the sense that he relates and talks to everyone. He doesn't distance himself and just kind of stay in his office and make managerial decisions. I mean, he gets involved, tries to motivate guys, and gets a feel for where guys are at particular times of the season.
And unlike most managers of yesterday who relied on a strict set of rules to keep players in line, Manuel doesn't worry about whether they wear an earring or their cap is crooked.
Rules without relationships are going to equal rebellion. So I've always felt that you have to develop a relationship in order to get what you want out of an individual versus just say you're just kind of using him.
Manuel says he makes an effort to give, or in his words, be vulnerable to what his players need from him. He has an open-door policy, and if he notices someone is off his game, Manuel isn't reluctant to ask if there's something that's bothering him off the field. An authority figure today has to be aware that people come from all sorts of backgrounds, he says.
When I was a player, most of the people that went into professional ball was from two-parent homes, and you had a little different respect for authority. Whereas now you're dealing with whatever society is dealing with, and you're dealing with that in this industry as well.
Manuel seems to have mastered a fine line between coddling and pushing players. No one has offered a greater challenge than the White Sox sometimes brooding superstar Frank Thomas.
He's always handled me like my father, and I'm his older child. He expects a lot out of me.
Thomas says Manuel has pushed him to a new level. When Thomas left spring camp in a contract dispute, it was a phone call from Manuel that persuaded him to return.
He gives you a rope, and if you strangle yourself, he'll bring you back, you know. He's real laid back at times, but he knows when to grab guys and push buttons.
It looks like Manuel will have to push a few more buttons this season. His team has started off flat. A few weeks into the season, they've lost more games than they've won. Manuel has tried to stay focused and ignore his critics.
You're never going to satisfy everybody. I don't get caught up in that. I try to give my best effort, and, you know, hopefully that's enough.
But in baseball, the prevailing attitude is, what have you done for me lately? And Manuel will ultimately be judged not just by his management style or philosophy of life, but whether his team wins. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Tucson, Arizona.
Tomorrow, the number of college scholarships for women's sports is rising and soar tensions as parents urge their children to succeed.
I pushed and pushed and pushed Michelle. I'm surprised I didn't push her right off into the deep end. That's how it almost became like an obsession with me.
There's more on this series on the website, npr.org.